You're listening to The Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. Your host is an award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner on localbest.com as the best computer shop in Tucson. Broadcasting live, here's Aaron Moss.
Hello, Tucson. Welcome to The Computer Doctor Show. I'm Aaron Moss, your host. Good to have you with us every Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on KVY 1030 The Voice and streaming live on YouTube on the 1030 The Voice YouTube channel. Our open lines are 520-790-2040. Feel free to call in anytime with your comments and questions. On the show today, are you a cash-only business or cash-only person? We're going to be talking with Patrick Zabal with Arizona Central Credit Union about the production of currency in the United States amid many people and businesses turning to electronic payments and contactless transactions. But first, highlights of tech news this week. Tucson police are educating parents on how to protect their children from online predators, even more so now, since more children than ever are online and parents need to be aware of online dangers that target youths for human trafficking. I attended an online safety training webinar with the with TEP detectives Jennifer Crawford and Frank Hansen 4 days ago. The program was focused on combating human trafficking by learning how traffickers entice and lure kids through the internet using popular apps, social media, and even games that have communication abilities. Even for me, the information in the was very informative, especially if you may have a child or particularly a daughter between the ages of 12 and 16 years old. I think every parent and teacher, caregiver should get this training because of the increase of online usage by children has skyrocketed during this pandemic. Due to the increased time at home and more children being forced online for long periods of time as well. The training has several parts, and the next part will be September 23rd, 2020 at 11 a.m. So if you would like to get an invitation to attend, send us an email at info@computerdoctorshow.com. And we're going to repeat this information at the end of this program today. We are one step closer to becoming robots. Yesterday, a bionic pig named Gertrude helped Elon Musk of Tesla to show the world an example of Neuralink by implanting a device to the brain live on YouTube. Last year in July 2019, Mashable.com reported that Mr. Musk would advance artificial intelligence in an effort to attract more brain implantation interest. The tech giant said that it would have robot surgeons implant teeny wires or probes about 5% the thickness of a hair, claiming to solve brain and spine issues such as memory loss, hearing loss, blindness, paralysis, depression, insomnia, extreme pain, seizures, anxiety, addiction, strokes, and brain damage with the use of a coin-sized device. He claims that you could have the Neuralink right now and not know it. The demonstration included a normal pig, a pig that had the device, and a third pig that had a working and active device. All the pigs, Elon says, were happy and healthy, which may prove that eventually all sci-fi may become a reality. Most PC gamers are satisfied with 30 to 60 frames per second while playing their games. Well, what about 1,000? The PC game Doom Eternal has the capacity to function in very high frames per second under ideal situations. 1,000 frames per second used to be considered theoretical, but with the ridiculous beefy specs and a team of experts at XCOM to run in highly overclocked octa-core Intel i7-9700K and Asus RTX 2080 Ti, ultra-fast Predator memory, and an M2 Samsung drive with a 1,200-watt straight power supply, they were able to push into the 500 and 600 frame rate. But when they poured liquid nitrogen on the heat sinks to essentially freeze the system, all 8 CPU cores clocked at a whopping 6.6 gigahertz and and a frame rate of 1,006 frames per second, smashing the frame rate record. This goes to show you that laws of physics bend at certain temperatures and certain vacuums. Some of the things that we like to talk about on the Computer Doctor Show is how technology affects business and how business affects technology. There's been some difficulty with businesses and some local banks with getting certain denominations of currency from the Treasury Department. On the phone with us now is Patrick Zabal. He is the Partner Alliance Officer with Arizona Central Credit Union. And here he's going to be talking to us with about how cash businesses may be affected amid COVID-19. Patrick, thank you for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Okay. So the reason why I wanted to, first of all, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your bank to the listeners?
Sure. Yeah. We are a not-for-profit credit union. We're going into our 81st year coming up here soon. And we're on Ina and La Cholla at the Foothills Mall on the northwest corner there.
Okay. And you guys have lots of other locations, primarily up in the Phoenix area, but we're happy that you're here and able to be with us on the phone today. So one of the reasons why I wanted to do this segment with you is because I personally was doing some business with some businesses right here in Tucson, and they claim that it's getting more and more difficult to get certain denominations from banks, particularly quarters and even $1 bills. So is there any truth to what's going on?
In terms of the bills, I would say not as much. It may just be that that particular branch had ordered an insufficient amount of bills, so they may have been able to go to the next branch and gotten their bills. But on the coin shortage front, absolutely, there's a lot of truth to that. The issue seems to be stemming from the U.S. Mint shutting down production for quite some time, and it's led to a bit of a shortage on the coin front.
How long has this shortage been? How long is the Mint been shutting down? Is it COVID, or does it stem back further than that?
It was due to COVID, and it didn't shut down for long, but that was a combination of a short shutdown, plus a lot of businesses like laundromats shutting down has led to the shortage. Those types of businesses add to the recycling of these coins, because when somebody takes coins for change, they generally just go home and store it in something like a piggy bank. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't always immediately come back into the circulation. And so businesses like laundromats are pretty critical in that. And then, of course, at this point, the Mint is trying its best to recover, and it's up 60% in production compared to pre-COVID levels now.
Okay, so they're starting to return back to normal levels. Would you say now is a good time for any coin hoarders out there? Would now be a good time to gather those coins together and get them, have them come into your branches to get them cashed in?
Sure, absolutely. I know actually in some parts of the state, not in Arizona, there were some banks that I saw and some credit unions that were paying interest on things like coins, where they would give you an extra. That isn't happening here, but here what I would recommend is definitely to help out the situation using exact change. In the meantime, trying to use an electronic method, if you know, like a debit card or something, if you don't have exact change, bringing in change, even to the store. I'm sure that, you know, if you went to Fry's or something, I'm sure that they would take the change off your hands and be glad for it. And also, if you're a business owner, maybe a restaurant, maybe you have like a gumball machine or something, empty that out. Sometimes people don't empty it out for several months. Now would be a good time to empty it out to kind of help your coin supply there at the restaurant.
Okay. Now, there are businesses out there that usually would operate on a cash-only business. You know, these are businesses that don't have any credit card machine. They don't have any alternative ways to be paid other than cash only. So what can some of these businesses that only accept cash, or maybe people that are only used to only handling cash, what are some alternatives?
I would say if you're having trouble with getting, let's say you're a business that wants a box of $500 in quarters, like rolled quarters, mm-hmm. for your supply, for change and things like that. I would say if you're struggling at one branch where you're at, to try the next branch down, because it can sometimes be a branch-to-branch issue. Let's say one branch, the majority of their businesses that bank there are coin heavy.
Like retailers.
Like retailers. They may be running into issues, but the next branch down, not even that far away, could have none of those issues. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what I would recommend is to try that.
Okay, so just go down to the next branch. And what if the next branch, what if the next branch is too far away? You know, I know with, it's been my experience that anytime I need denominations, I usually have to have an account at that bank in order for them to even help you. So what's the policy there at Arizona Central Credit Union?
Yes, that is true. And then sometimes even as a business, you'll actually be charged for coins. So there's like fees involved as well with getting something like a box of quarters. In a case like that, definitely trying to take exact change. I have seen it where some stores were using their point system. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of which store it was, but it was a grocery store where if you didn't have an exact change and they could not give you quarters back, they would add the difference to your points card that you mm-hmm. could then spend at a later time.
Oh, okay. That's not a bad idea, because lots of retailers, they have these club cards. I never thought about them just putting the change on the card, and that would eliminate any need for any money to be transacted. And that could be another way that somebody could, that number one, a person that's handling cash all the time could still get their change back in a cashless fashion. And it would also solve the problem with retailers having to replenish their change all the time. So anybody listening, hey, run with that idea. I'm not going to do anything with it. That's a freebie out there. So we want to thank you very much for coming on the show, Patrick. Patrick is, again, with the Arizona Central Credit Union. What's the website and the address there in Tucson?
The website is azcentralcu.org, and our address is 2150 West Ina Road.
Okay.
Tucson, Arizona, 85741.
Ina and what is the crossroad there?
Ina and La Cholla.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for being on the show. Up next on the Computer Doctor Show, two powerful tips on how to protect yourself online from my upcoming book on cybersecurity. Also, we'll try to take some of your calls on our open lines at 520-790-2040. You're listening to the Computer Doctor Show on KVOI 1030 Tucson. We'll be right back after this quick break. Stay tuned.
Ugly Goose Car Rental is new in Tucson, providing a low-cost auto rental alternative for just $100 per week. The only catch? The cars are ugly, but very safe and reliable to get you to work, school, shopping, and all your important appointments. To reserve your $100 a week car rental, call Ugly Goose Car Rental at 520-261-0439. Again, 520-261-0439. Solar is popping up all over town. Why? Because solar just makes sense. Say goodbye to expensive summer electricity bills. Call or text Julie Festerling at Icon Power, 520-307-1013. Avoid the new 7.9% price increase with the utility company. Call Julie at 520-307-1013. Icon Power will help you take control of your electric bill.
Perfect Look Photography is a photography business that serves individuals, families, wedding parties, children's parties, quinceañeras, and family reunions. We also do headshots for actors and model portfolios. We photograph all types of events in Tucson and communities in Pima and Santa Cruz counties. In addition, we provide more types of photos than any photographer in Tucson, including green screen, art photography, montages, and DVD slideshows. We provide great photos at great prices. For more information or to get a quote, please call 499-4209.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at ComputerDoctorTucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson, because technology is great when it works.
Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show. Some time ago, I started a podcast show that was called Technology Frustrations and Gimmicks. And part of that, I created a six-hour season-based season that was based on 101 ways to speed up your computer. And that series is actually still on YouTube on the Computer Doctor on the Computer Doctor of Tucson YouTube channel. And after I finished that season, I had started season two that involved 101 ways to protect your identity. However, the show came to a pause and an eventual end when a bigger and better opportunities came my way. But I'm happy to announce a segment on this radio program called Online Protection 101, because I'm on a mission to keep the public informed and safe online to reduce the victim count of online crimes. The segment will be composed of two or three tips when we do the segment on future shows, and ultimately a book with all the tips will become available for purchase. So I would like to give my my three tips for online protection 101. So here's tip number one, and that is to create your own cipher. So when, as you know, what a cipher is just basically a code. So in the course of our day or in the course of our lives, we may have to deal with private information, usually numbers or codes or things that are sent to us, things that need to be verified, credit card numbers, social security numbers, bank codes, what have you. You should have a method of writing down those codes, or even typing those numbers in a code that only you know. Now, this can be, we can make it very, very complicated, or you can make it very simple, okay? I have a code that I use. I think my wife knows what my code is. So if I send her something that looks totally like gibberish, she should be able to go back and delineate what I'm saying in that code. Now, some of these codes, you know, you can go onto YouTube and find, you know, out what some code legends are, okay, or a nice code to use. If you speak a different language, that's even better. That's a different language is like a code, okay? And if you, especially if it's a language that very, very few people know, that makes it even better. Then just put everything in that language. But if you don't speak another language, make up a code for yourself. Some of these codes can include special characters, or even sometimes emojis. You know, we're going back to the caveman days when they used to write everything with pictures. You know, but you could actually write. You can actually have emojis as some sort of code. Okay, so a happy face can be a number one, or the poo could be number two, literally. Right. So you know, something like that. Okay, but have yourself a code so that if your security is ever compromised, all the hackers and all the scammers, they're just going to get gibberish, and they're not going to know what any sense to make of it. So again, create your own cipher. Here's tip number two on Online Protection 101, and that is to take different routes home. And this can be expounded on a little bit more in various different ways, because one of the things that makes someone a target is being predictable. Okay, so if you leave your house every morning at 7:30, you get in the car and you take the exact same route and you're at the same exact red light and you pull into the same coffee shop and you leave the exact same time and you walk in the front doors of your job at the exact same time, you're walking up the stairs at the almost exact same, that becomes so predictable. And you know what? A scammer, a malicious person can intercept something that you're doing because they know where you're going to be at a certain time. So be unpredictable. Leave at different times. There are so many scams that target and prey on people being at a certain place at a certain time. So the application of this can be wide, okay? Taking different routes. Sometimes you want to leave early. Maybe you want to maybe run a quick errand before you're going into work, or do something spontaneous, something that you normally don't do, okay? Go to different places. If you have a favorite coffee shop, have 3 or 4 coffee shops, and then make it different times every time. But if you go to the same place every single time at the same exact time, that makes you more of a target. Okay. Now, obviously, this is not something that you would do online, but it makes you less of a target because you are less predictable. The third thing I want to mention, which is the third tip for online protection 101, and that is, it's actually pretty old, and lots of us already know to do this, and that is to block your webcam with tape. Now, this is something that a lot of us think that everyone else already knows, but turns out a lot of people don't know, especially now amid COVID, because during COVID, there's more and more people that are using webcams than ever has before. Okay, there are kids that are using webcams for school. Older people, okay, are using webcams to visit with their doctor. They're getting these webcams set up, but they don't know the proper way to protect themselves. So that's why this tip is so important even now. So basically, it's not complicated, and that is, you just have a piece of tape that just goes over the camera. And this also applies to smart TVs. Thank you, Tom. Some of these newer smart TVs, and I even want to say the video game systems that have cameras that, where you're playing soccer and you can, and it detects your movement, that like you're kicking the ball or you're swinging the bat or something, that detect your movements, there's a camera in there. So this applies to any piece of electronics that there's that you can find a camera. You need to cut, when you're not using it, you need to cover it with tape. And that tape will stop malicious software from turning the camera on when you're not using it. You know, how embarrassing would it be if you took your camera in, if you took your smartphone into the shower, right? And you pointed it toward your shower and you got in, you know? So you could potentially be giving the world a show, okay? And not know it, because it won't indicate that it's turned on. Same thing with a laptop, same thing with smart TVs. Anything that has a camera and you know you're not going to be using it, find some way to hard shut that thing off or tape it. Okay. There are some, if you're using like an external webcam, you can actually unplug it or do like a hard switch, like a USB switch. There are some accessories that you can do that can give you that switch, but you need to make sure that you're doing something like that. And these are all things just to protect us online. These are things that a lot of people think that we should know, but still a lot of people don't. We would like to thank our awesome sponsors for supporting this show. Icon Power, Perfect Look Photography, and Ugly Goose Car Rental. Please do business with them. They are local, and they help keep this show on the air. My name is Aaron Moss, your host and technology expert. Tom Fairbanks is at the control board. Listen to the Computer Doctor Show every Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on KVUI 1030 The Voice. Stay safe, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Computer Doctor Show. If you missed any part of this live broadcast, we post all our episodes online at computerdoctorshow.com. Remember, the world is getting more and more tech, and so should you. To stay current with technology, listen to The Computer Doctor Show each week for local and global tech insights. If you have suggestions for a topic on a future show, send us an email at info@computerdoctorshow.com.